Today we will take our encouraging word from John chapter 5 and verse 39. You search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And these are they which testify of me. What I'd like to do today is share with all of you the truth about prophecy and how it is revealed, God's prophetic word is revealed and solidified through the use of compound probability. Now, that sounds complicated, and I don't like complicated, especially when we're talking about math problems. But I do want to show to you that if you look at all the different prophecies that speak of the Messiah, Jesus, and bring them all together, and then look at the compound probability, which makes it more and more difficult for all of these prophecies to fit one man, it becomes abundantly clear that Jesus, the Jesus in the New Testament, is the Messiah. So let me start with a worldly example that has absolutely happened to help illustrate how this works. A man by the name of David Greenglass was a World War II traitor. He gave atomic secrets to the Russians and then fled to Mexico after the war. His co-conspirators arranged to help him by planning a meeting with the secretary of the Russian ambassador in Mexico City. Proper identification for both parties became vital. Greenglass was to identify himself with 6 prearranged signs. These instructions had been given to both the secretary and to Greenglass so that there would be no possibility of making a mistake when they met. Here are the 6 prearranged signs. Number 1. Once in Mexico City, Greenglass was to write a note to the secretary, signing his name as I. Jackson. Number 2. After 3 days after writing that note, he was to go to the Plaza de Colón in Mexico City. Number 3. While there at the Plaza de Colón, he was to stand before the statue of Columbus. Number 4. His middle finger had to be placed in a tour guidebook. Number 5, when he was approached by the secretary, he was to say it was a magnificent statue. Number 6, he was to say to the secretary that he was from Oklahoma. Now, the secretary of the Russian ambassador knew that he could give Greenglass the passport, and Greenglass knew that this was truly the secretary of the Russian ambassador. These 6 prearranged signs worked. Why? Why did they work? Well, with 6 identifying characteristics, it was impossible for the secretary not to identify Greenglass as the proper contact. This was laid out by John Ankerberg, John Weldon, and Walter Kaiser when they authored The Case for Jesus, the Messiah in 1994. In the late 1960s, now as we look at Jesus, in the late 1960s, Professor Emeritus of Science at Westmont College, Peter Stoner calculated the probability of one man fulfilling the major prophecies made concerning the Messiah. The estimates were worked out by 12 different classes representing some 600 university students. The students carefully weighed all the factors, discussed each prophecy at length, and examined the various circumstances in each prophecy. They made their estimates conservative enough so that there was finally unanimous agreement even among the most skeptical students. Professor Stoner then took their estimates, and he made them even more conservative. He also encouraged other skeptics or scientists to make their own estimates to see if his conclusions were more than fair. Finally, he submitted his figures for review to a committee of the American Scientific Affiliation. Upon examination, they verified that his calculations were dependable and accurate in regard to the scientific material presented. This is all laid out in Peter Stoner's book, Science Speaks, which was written in 1969. So if you think about the prophecies concerning Jesus, we'll just give an example. Micah chapter 5 and verse 2. It is there that it states the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem Ephrathah. Stoner and his students determined the average population of Bethlehem from the time of Micah to the present, and they divided it by the average population of the earth during the same period. So in this one example, with this one prophecy, they concluded that the chance of one man being born in Bethlehem, and that's the only thing we're looking at, one man being born in Bethlehem was 1 in 300,000. After examining only 8 different prophecies, they consecutively estimated that the chance of one man fulfilling all 8 prophecies was 1 in 10 to the 17th power. And that is a gigantic number. It's impossible for us to get our mind around. So, to illustrate how large the number 10 to the 17th power is, Stoner gave a smaller example to help us understand. He said this, if you mark one of 10 tickets, so you got 10 tickets and you mark one of them with a black marker. You place all the tickets in a hat and thoroughly stir them inside the hat and ask a blindfolded man to draw one. His chance of getting the right ticket is 1 in 10. So suppose that we take 10 to the 17th power of silver dollars and lay them on the face of the state of Texas. So we're thinking about the state of Texas, the second largest state in all of the United States, and think about the borders all the way around, all the way up to Amarillo and all the way down south, that we would cover the entire state with silver dollars. If you were to do that, looking at a number of 10 to the 17th power, those silver dollars would cover all of the state up to 2 feet deep in any given spot across the state. Now, to further the illustration, we mark one of these silver dollars, just one. We mark one of these silver dollars with a black marker, stir the whole mass thoroughly. I don't know how you do that, but stir it up, mix them all together, all over the state, blindfold an individual and tell them that they can travel as far as they wish inside the state, but they must pick up one silver dollar, and that one has to be the right one. What chance would he have of getting the right one? Just the same chance that the prophets would have had in writing these eight prophecies and having them all come true in any one man, from their day to the present time, providing that they wrote these prophecies in their own wisdom. And that's where God is pushed into this and shown that he absolutely prophesied of the coming of his son through several, well, many prophets. And these prophets lived and existed during different periods of time. Some of them were on different continents, and yet they all wrote concerning the Messiah, and all of these prophecies have been fulfilled in Jesus Christ, our Lord. It's an amazing example to think about the silver dollars, you know, across the state. That's insane. Think about silver dollars in your bedroom. Just look at your bedroom in your mind's eye. Get yourself 2 feet high of silver dollars, and one of them's marked. And you're supposed to, while blindfolded, you're supposed to find the one that's marked. It would be impossible. And so now, with this compound probability, we see that it's not your bedroom. It's the state of Texas where you have to find this one. It absolutely solidifies Jesus Christ as the Messiah. And please remember with me, this was done with eight prophecies. There are many more than eight prophecies in the Old Testament concerning the Messiah. There's actually over 300. In Isaiah 53 alone, there are 34 fulfilled prophecies in 12 verses. In another calculation, Stoner used 48 prophecies. And he arrived at the extremely conservative estimate that the probability of 48 prophecies being fulfilled in one person is the incredible number of 10 to the 157th power. You have a number one and then 157 zeros, and that's for 48 prophecies. There's an estimation of 300 that can be found in the Old Testament. God did not leave this to chance. He knows that if we do our diligent study and we look into these things, with the odds being that great, that we would all come to the conclusion that he desires us to come to. His son gave his life on the cross, just as it was prophesied in Psalm 22. So that we could have everlasting life. And God has not hidden this mystery from us. He has revealed it abundantly. His truth gives us an ethical walk in life that is upright and perfect in every way. And his son is irrefutably the Messiah. 10 to the 157th power, looking at just 48 prophecies. Let's read again from John chapter 5. I read verse 39, but I want to back up to verse 37 and get the context here. Jesus says, "The Father himself who sent me has testified of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his form, but you do not have his word abiding in you, because whom he sent, him you do not believe. You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me." As this chapter closes out down in verse 46, Jesus finishes by saying, "If you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words?"